doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. We welcome you in. It is a Friday. Thank goodness. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Lots to get to here today. State softball championships going on at Fort Dodge. We have two teams that have been crowned champions so far. We'll talk about that. State baseball getting underway a little bit later on with a couple of 1A quarterfinals down at Principal Park in Des Moines. Also, the annual Big Ten football media poll, the unofficial start to the football season, is up and running. We will talk about that on the program today. And unfortunately, another significant loss here in the year 2016 as far as the sports world is concerned, as we lost another biggie today in the world of football. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes. And let's get you updated what's happening with the Girls State Softball Tournament going on at Rogers Sports Complex. That in Fort Dodge, Benton community. And a lot of Bobcat fans probably just now making their way back here to the eastern part of the state. And congratulations to the Bobcats as they put a big wallop on number 2, Davenport Assumption, the number 1 rated Bobcats, rolling to an 8-0 victory today, winning the Class 3A state championship up in Fort Dodge. Another terrific performance by Amber Pfizer, a strikeout record performance for that young lady. She was the captain of the all-tournament team, as you can pretty much well figure out. But what a job Benton community did, and the Bobcats are the champions.
Yeah, Pfizer was phenomenal. She had 19 strikeouts today, 19 of the 21 outs via strikeouts. The other two outs were ground balls back to her. There was a single early in the game, clean single, but she gave up 2 hits and struck out 46 in 3 games.
Against good
competition. It was phenomenal.
Against good competition, too.
It wasn't just about her, either. The Benton community enjoyed an 8-run inning, and they got contributions from almost everybody up and down the lineup. And congratulations to the Bobcats. Eric Stenberg, one of your old pals.
Former teammate of mine.
Yeah, and he did a great job this year as the head coach. And it's a heck of a team. It might be a team that comes on just every once in a while.
Probably, and I know Jeff Linder, our friend from the Gazette, talked about this, probably two future Hall of Famers on that team with Alyssa Weeble and then also with Pfizer as well. And who knows, some underclassmen in there that are pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's daughter had a good day with the bat today.
Couple hits and a key RBI in that couple RBIs in that 8-run inning.
As well. But she hits from the right side. What happened? Eric was a left-handed batter all through his playing days.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened in the genes right there. He always batted from the wrong side. We told him that. But I feel good for Eric, and he did a fantastic job. Benton community did a fantastic job. So enjoy it. And they got second last year to Solon. By the way, Solon got third place today, beating mm-hmm. Boynton Hall Rock Valley. So WAMAC, we knew it was a good conference all through the year, and they showed it again today, first and third in Class 3A. So congratulations to both the Bobcats and the Spartans for getting high place wins today.
Oskaloosa just won a state championship, beating Carlisle. Was that 6-5?
6-5, a 3-run bottom of the 7th inning for the Oski Indians, the hometown of one John Campbell. They get a state championship. It's been a while since Oskaloosa.
Maybe since John was an athlete
has
there.
Won
I don't
a
know.
State championship. So good job by the Indians today. Also, I don't know if it's a hometown, but I know he spent a lot of time there. one Fluff Cowan, the caddy from the PGA Tour, now caddying for Jim Furyk, used to be the caddy for Tiger Woods, and he was a guy as well that spent a lot of time in Oskaloosa, Iowa, down there. So we got two champions already crowned. They will have the 5A game coming up here in just a little bit, and then 1A and 2A coming up tonight, and that will be Iowa City Regina in Class 2A. They are going to take on Van Meter coming up tonight. That is the nightcap of the five games at Harlan Rogers Park. And then we've got two 1A games as far as the state baseball tournament is concerned. Highland will be in action at 5 o'clock, taking on Remsen St. Mary's. And then the juggernaut in Class 1A, they've won the last several, and that would be Mason City Newman and the Knights. They will be in action in Game 2 coming up tonight. Big advantage for those teams, because then they don't play again until next Thursday. You can throw the same guy in 1A if you play in that first day, and the, or tomorrow, either one. They play two games tonight. They play two games tomorrow at Principal Park in Des Moines. I like to call it Sec Taylor Stadium still. But at any rate, that's a big that is a big advantage if you can for the 1A teams, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So you can throw your ace out there quite a bit. Anyway, we got you up to date on what's happening in the state softball tournament. Poll question coming up at KGYMradio.com, and it deals with the, I will say, the unofficial start of the college football season, at least as far as the Big Ten is concerned, because you always just have this coming out prior to the get-together for the Big Ten Media Days. And again, a big reminder to everybody out there, Monday and Tuesday, we will be live in Chicago. The Supersize APC will be there from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Todd and Tyler, Alex, Rob, a cast of thousands will be at the Hyatt in Chicago for Big Ten Media Day. It's brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub and Carl and Ernie's in Iowa City. Thanks to their help, we can go to Chicago and talk with a whole bevy of guests. They got a whole list on the whiteboard in the sports office.
And it's an attractive list as well, so looking forward to the guys bringing to you the Big Ten Media Days Monday and Tuesday. We're yielding our time to them. So it'll be 4 hours from the Big Ten Media Days Monday and Tuesday. You mentioned the poll. The Cleveland Plain Dealer does a poll annually of beat writers or media members that cover Big Ten teams, 39 particular voters this year. And here's the way it broke down. In the Big Ten West, Iowa, number one, got 33 first-place votes. And second, Nebraska. Third, Wisconsin. Fourth, Northwestern, rounded out by Minnesota, Illinois, and Purdue. One person picked Northwestern. One person picked Minnesota, interestingly enough. In the Big Ten East, Ohio State, despite losing a bunch of talent, is your predicted winner of the division, followed by Michigan and Michigan State, Penn State, Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers, rounding out the predictions there. Big Ten championship game predictions, 24 folks said Ohio State over Iowa, 6 said Michigan over Iowa, 1 said Iowa over Ohio State.
Now, I wonder who that was. We can't find out.
Dr. Morehouse voting or what?
I think they do, but I don't think they'd... They would have said something, I think, on Twitter if they would have voted Iowa. I really don't think it's one of those two guys. I think it's somebody else.
I don't mean to insinuate that either.
No,
but,
no. I know what yeah. I know what avenue you're heading here.
Yeah.
I don't... Maybe it is. I don't know, but I would think that they would have said something if they would have voted Iowa for the Big Ten championship. So there you go. We will have the poll for you coming up here in just a moment or two. It is up and running. You can go to kgymradio.com and vote in the poll, and that would be it's just to paraphrase it here. Todd came in and told us what it was. With 16 new starters for the Ohio State Buckeyes, do you agree that they should be the Big Ten favorite? Yes or no? And that is a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's, right next to the Home Depot here in Cedar Rapids. Go ahead and vote. If I had to vote, I would say sure, why not? he's got the most talent of anybody. I think Harbaugh is going to catch up in the next few years at Michigan. But right now, Ohio State, no matter if they have 16 new players that they're going to plug in, they are still 16 of the cream of the crop. And you got to think Ohio State is still the team to beat, especially they host Michigan this year. But it was interesting that I read in the paper and social media as well that a lot of people in Vegas liking Michigan, though.
Yeah, one of the books closed yesterday with Michigan, your national championship leader. And it's interesting because Michigan has to go to Ohio State, has to go to Michigan, or I'm sorry, has to go to Michigan State, and has to go to Iowa. Three really tough road games.
I don't think they're going to go 3-0 in those road games either, but who knows? Maybe Jim Harbaugh's got something up his sleeve or in the pocket of one of those khaki pants that he's wearing out there. And the APC is still going to try to track him down in Chicago.
Not giving up.
That is their quest. You got to have a quest when you head to the big city, and that is their quest. That is going on there right now. So looking forward to hearing the guys in Chicago on Monday and Tuesday. And again, the coverage up to and including Chicago, brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City on Mormon Trek Boulevard, and also Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
1545 on the text line. That's the Guppies on the Go text line, 319-366-1600. 1545 said the voter for Iowa over Ohio State was Colin Cowherd.
I doubt that would be the case. But that is funny. That's noteworthy out there. So I don't think anybody is shocked by the results of the unofficial. Now, this is an unofficial poll. Keep that in mind. Big Ten, when you were covering with the paper, when you were attending these media days, there was an actual vote. And then I think at first they gave out all of the places, and then they cut it down to like top two or three, and then they got rid of it all.
I think it was just the champion for a while, or the top maybe two or three. I don't recall, but Cleveland Plain Dealer has done it recently, and it was kind of an official thing for a while that the Big Ten conducted. And of course, there were no divisions back then, so
most of the other conferences do it, and they release the results.
Yeah.
Not sure why the Big Ten doesn't like to do that anymore. But again, I don't think anybody is really surprised by the way it came down. I guess maybe surprised a little bit by the margin in the West that Iowa is a favorite over the Nebraska Cornhuskers, 33-3. And maybe even more Wisconsin only getting two. I would think that Wisconsin and Nebraska would get a handful more votes. I think Iowa is your favorite going in, based on what happened last year, based on what the Hawkeyes have coming back, based on the schedule. But I would think Nebraska and Wisconsin would get a little bit more love.
Here's how important it is. Iowa last year did not get one first place vote in this very same poll. And look what happened.
They won.
Yeah.
Won the thing. Went undefeated at 12-0 before losing in the Big Ten championship game and in the Rose Bowl. Speaking of the Hawkeyes and speaking of Hawkeye football, sad news today, Dennis Green passing away. We got that news this morning, dying of cardiac arrest, a heart attack, I believe only aged 67. My apologies there. Dennis Green passing away at the age of 67. Former Hawkeye football player, got his coaching start in Iowa City as well back in the mid-70s. Under Bob Cummings, I believe. He was the running backs coach.
Yeah, from 74 to 76, Green was on the staff. Previous to that, he was a three-year letterman at Iowa, 68 to 70. I noted on Twitter he had a rush for 175 yards in one game against TCU in 1968. Of course, the leading running back on that team was Ed Podolak, a now color commentator for Hawkeye coverage. And Green also played at the time when Silas McKinney was a terrific running back for Ray Nagel's teams. And two of those three teams went 5-5. We know about the drought. It's been well chronicled in Iowa football history. But Nagel came close a couple times to getting over the hump. And Dennis Green was a big part of those teams and went on to a decorated career. He spent some time in college, of course, but ended up as head coach at Northwestern.
Did well at Northwestern for you know, the Wildcats at that time.
Anyway. Yeah, not, man, he won 10 games in 2 or 3 years, I think. So,
but that was back when Northwestern was putrid.
Really bad.
Really bad.
He won 10 games in 5 years, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, he had one good year in there, a decent year.
Stanford, also the head coach there, he went 8-4 in his last season, but he gained his most success in the NFL ranks and taking, I don't know, 7 or 8 teams to the playoffs. Success in Minnesota, not so much in Arizona, but he was kind of like the Larry Doby of the Big Ten and the NFL from the standpoint he was the second, I think, black head coach in the Big Ten and in the NFL. And I heard a lot of tributes today about him and his most colorful line. We remember that, right?
People remember him not for his coaching so much, but the line he uttered after a Monday night game against the Chicago Bears when he was coach of the Arizona Cardinals. And I believe Arizona blew something like a 4-touchdown. Mm. You probably know more, remember it more than I do.
They blew a big lead. I know
it was
that.
A big lead. And what did he utter?
They are who we thought they were.
Except he said it with a little bit more gusto and volume than you did right there. But, yeah, very much so. Very much so. But Dennis Green passing away today at the age of 67. Other Hawkeye news, former Hawkeye Jared Utoff, good news for him, signing a 2-year contract, partially guaranteed with the Toronto Raptors of the National Basketball Association. Jared, of course, played in the Summer League with the Sacramento Kings team. Didn't put up gaudy numbers. About 4.5 points per game that he averaged, but obviously something he did caught the eye of the Toronto Raptors, and he's got a 2-year contract.
Yeah, spot on. He'll have a chance to try to make that team. I think he's a long shot from what I've read, but at least he's going to have a shot. And the fact that his contract is partially guaranteed is okay. I think he's going to be paid a little bit. Now it's up to Jared to prove himself.
Yeah.
And compete and try to win a spot on that team. Otherwise, I suspect he'll be in the D League, right?
You got to think so. I would imagine that would be the case, but we'll see. And Jared Utoff's another one of those guys, having watched him, followed him for many, many years now, that he's another one. If you tell him he can't do something, he's going to do it. And we talked about that yesterday a lot with Dan Dennis, but another guy that doesn't, he's not flashy, he's not going to talk, he's not going to say a whole lot, he's just going to go out and get things done. And he's done that since his career at Jefferson, when he, of course, was with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and I think he'll just succeed now as a pro. It may take a while, who knows, but I think eventually Jared Utoff's going to be, is going to make an NBA team.
It'd be nice to see. Poll question up and running now, kgymradio.com. Question is, Ohio State has 16 new starters this season. Should the Buckeyes be the favorite to win the Big Ten? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
Baseball tonight, Twins at Fenway to take on the Boston Red Sox. Now first place, I believe, Boston
they
Red
are indeed.
Sox.
Yeah.
They have passed Baltimore, and we'll join that game tonight at 7 o'clock for you on the North Gym, 107.5 FM. We got baseball through the weekend. The Cardinals and the Dodgers, two very interesting teams, as Cardinals are sneaking into it again.
Mm-hmm.
Only 6.5 back right now of the Cubs, and that's a big series for both the Dodgers and the Cardinals. And that will be on Saturday night at 5 o'clock. And then Sunday night baseball at 6 o'clock. And also coming up this weekend, and suddenly this has gotten a little bit more interesting and a lot more publicity, the Brickyard 400. Now, that's the unofficial name of it. It's got a name about 7 pages long. The official name of it has Crown Royal in it, I know. The Brickyard 400, that's what it's always going to be called. We'll have it at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. NASCAR racing for you. That'll be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. The significance of that, the comeback of Jeff Gordon. He will be back. He will be in the 88 car, which will be weird to look at, but he, being a former Hendrick Motorsports driver, he's going to step in for the, we'll use injured, concussed Dale Earnhardt Jr. This week and then next week at Pocono again. So it'll be fun to watch Tony Stewart in his last race at Brickyard, and also fun to watch and listen to Jeff Gordon after being in the booth for the first half of the year. And there were some people that weren't real happy with him and some of the things he said. Now, did they take it out on him if they got a chance out on the racetrack again?
I thought he was retired.
Well, you're never retired.
A Brett Favre move or what?
He wouldn't have done this for anyone else except Hendrick Motorsports. I really think that. He's just stepping in, two races, what it's going to be. And I think also the fact that it was at Indianapolis, which is, of course, close to his the place where he grew up. I wasn't born there, but spent a lot of time in the Indianapolis area. Has a street named for him right outside Indianapolis, Jeff Gordon Boulevard. So I think that played a key role in it.
I mean, these guys were teammates, right?
Yes.
But they were also nemesis in a lot of people's eyes.
For a while. But that kind of went water under the bridge. It got better.
What if he wins?
I hope he wins.
Do you really?
Oh, heck yes. For many reasons. Number one, it'd be a great story. Number two, it'd upset everybody. And number three, and my favorite part, it would show just how dumb this chase thing is. That Jeff Gordon wins a race and he's in the playoffs.
Now the driver gets in, the car doesn't?
I believe the driver gets in.
Okay.
Now, why would Earnhardt? I mean, Junior's probably going to be in anyway. He hasn't won a race yet, but he's in as far as points right now.
So the 88 car could get in twice.
Could. Then you put Gordon in 88B.
It's two-man cruiser division.
We're going to take a break, come back, and when we do, we'll let you know about our topic, and we're going to talk about that after a SportsCenter update at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way. Scott, Mark, and Alex with you here on KGYM.
Hey, golfers, it's time for the annual Golf Headquarters July Blowout Sale. Everything will be sold at the lowest prices of the year. TaylorMade Callaway Cobra, all the great brands at blowout pricing. It excludes all custom special order and ping products, golf bags, shoes, balls, clubs, and more at prices too low to advertise. Remember, in stock only. TaylorMade JetSpeed Hybrid, $69.99. JetSpeed Fairway Wood, $79.99. $20 off all golf bags and take an additional $10 off all golf shoes. Nike Vaporfly Drivers, $50 off and $40 off Nike Fairway and Hybrid Clubs. Titleist Reload Pro V1s, only $18 a dozen. Golf Headquarters July Blowout Sale starts now. Tour Edge 3 Wedge System, only $99. Men's and ladies' golf shoes from $48. 20 to 60% off all golf clothing, shirts from $7. Remember, Golf Headquarters July Blowout starts now, in stock only, and prices too low to advertise. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blair's Ferry Road, Cedar Rapids, July Blowout Sale.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Mark's busily looking at the NASCAR rule book right now, as might be a situation where you have to race so many races before you get in. Or you have to, no. You have to accumulate so many points, because this was with the Kyle Busch deal last year.
The car or the driver?
No. It doesn't matter, because remember last year with Kyle Busch, when he missed the first few races of the year?
Yes.
And then he won some races, but he had to accumulate so many points to get in. That's what it is.
The driver.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So he could be in 40 different cars during the season.
Don't make me think on a Friday. We'll get you a SportsCenter update coming up here in just a little bit. I know that if Gordon wins, it will still be fun. I think it would still be fantastic. But if he wins, he's not automatically in the chase. He's got to accumulate so many points. He's not going to do that, so he's not going to be in the chase. So there you go. Probably got some people on the text line telling me, that as well, I would imagine. We had a few phone calls during the break as well. I still think it'd be fun if Jeff Gordon won. I think that would be fantastic. And we've got some people that we gave tickets out a couple weeks ago that are headed over to Indianapolis. Should be interesting. Should be a very interesting weekend.
My goodness.
1:30 on Sunday.
Thank you to our listeners on the Guppies on the Go text line.
They helping us out?
Well, we'll see. 21-34. Driver has to be in the top 30 or so in points. And don't think that's going to happen. Wind doesn't do it all.
No.
Let's see. That's about Ohio State. 80-65 if Gordon wins. He's not in the chase because NASCAR would have to grant him a waiver. And you have to still finish in the top 30. There you go again. The car, 80-65, the car still I'm being the owner's points chase, though. So it's top 30 in driver points. Thank you to our listeners.
Thank you very much. And maybe they would give him a waiver if he said he would like to compete.
Well, if it was Earnhardt, they would.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Mark Dukes.
Shoe on the other foot.
We're going to get you to a Sports Center update coming up here. Of course, it's brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course over in Marion, and they are hosting the Greater Cedar Rapids Open going on right now. Another hot day over there. I know 7-under-65 was the leader yesterday. And this Sports Center update brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. We'll come back, talk about our topic after this here on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. He's the second winningest head coach in Vikings history, behind only Hall of Famer Bud Grant. Dennis Green has died from complications of cardiac arrest. Green coached the Vikings and the Cardinals, totaling 13 years as an NFL head coach. He was 67. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell might have to start the new season with a four-game suspension under the league's drug policy, but it wouldn't be for a positive test. It would be for a missed test. Bell is appealing the suspension. Cowboys rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott has not been arrested or charged, but a woman who claims to be his ex-girlfriend is accusing him of assault. Elliott denies the allegations, as do four witnesses. The IOC says 45 more athletes, including 23 Olympic medalists, have tested positive for doping from the 2008 and 2012 Summer Games. The samples were retested with the newest available scientific methods.
Custom Ink makes it fun to design custom t-shirts and hundreds of products for all of life's events. Use the Easy Online Design Lab for amazing artwork and fonts, your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing at CustomInk.com.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And you know what time it is. Snack time. That means we need all natural Oberto beef jerky. It's the delicious protein-packed snack that makes hunger a thing of the past. So listen to the little voice in your stomach and all those clocks telling you it's time to pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. More washability, scrubability, and affordability. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer starting at just $23.98 a gallon. That's up to $40 less than other paints claiming to do the same things. And it stands up to anything you throw at it, staying beautiful for up to 2,500 scrubs. We counted. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer starting at just $23.98 a gallon, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
At At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Napa Know How!
Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Welcome back, 3:35, Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. APC will take our space on Monday when they are in Chicago for the Big Ten Media Days. They'll be on from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock Monday and Tuesday. And that's brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, as well as Carl and Ernie's in Iowa City. So stop by and thank Sean for helping us out, as well as helping us out with the countdown to kickoff. And as they say, aloha. And head to Chicago. The final team they'll take a look at before the Hawkeyes will be the Penn State Nittany Lions of James Franklin. They'll talk Penn State football coming up in the APC a little bit later on.
You mentioned the Greater Cedar Rapids Open being played out at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. A Tennessean and winner of the last two Cedar Rapids Opens, Paul Apian.
From Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Shot a 62 today, 10 under par, 62 to assume the lead. He shot 29 on the front nine at Hunter's Ridge, and three under the back, including his second straight eagle on number 12. Stephen Iam, former Iowa golfer, trying to make his way in professional golf, is tied for sixth after a six under par 66. On the amateur division, some local players vying for a championship, and again, this will go one more round on Saturday. Eddie Doyle is your leader. He shot 300 par 69 today. Matt Junge is four strokes back. Frank Lindwall is going to be a senior at Cedar Rapids, Washington. He's at plus two as well. Jake Sefcik, who you played with in the Main City Amateur last year.
I did.
He is at plus four. So there's your amateur leaderboard right now.
Yeah, good golfer. And best of luck to everybody. Boy, low scores.
62.
Two eagles on 12.
Yeah, that's a 523-yard par 5, and it's all about the drive there, as you know. Bunkers on the left, water on the right. But if you stripe it down the middle, as these guys can.
Real right center. Little
yeah.
cut.
Yeah.
Little cut, Mark. It's the way we play it. Little cut.
Freddie Couples cut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Freddie Couples cut. The Dustin Johnson cut.
Okay.
Yeah. But best of luck to everybody out there. We're going to talk our topic now for the final 20 minutes or so of the show. 319-366-1600. We'd love to hear from you on the text line, the Guppies on the Go text line. Give us a call as well on this Friday. Why not? A lot of people inside today trying to stay out of the heat. Air conditioning is a big thing today. And again, we encourage you out there, stay cool, stay hydrated, etc., out there today as the temperature again climbing into the 90s. We asked you to do a little bit of homework last night, and that was to come up with the top rivalries in sports. College sports, pro sports, heck, high school sports. We could throw that out there as well. Team, individual, old, current, whatever the case may be. Love to hear from you out there. And again, it's 319-366-1600.
What would you say is the best rivalry in baseball?
Major League Baseball.
Would it
be
the Cubs-Cardinals? Would it be Boston and the Yankees? Is it another one?
Myself?
Being from the Midwest, we're kind of provincial aren't we?
I think we're a little bit more toward the Cubs and the Cardinals. Nationally, I don't think there's any doubt it's the Yankees and the Red Sox, but as we know, it's a...
Nationally?
It's a East Coast American world, and we're all living in it. And... But I got to think that if I, for myself, I would choose Cubs Cardinals. That's what I would choose.
I would too, but again, you live on the East Coast, and those folks are going to say the Cubs Cardinals are a distant second, I think, even though both teams, Cubs Cardinals, are kind of national brands. But they're very, very passionate about the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Oh, absolutely. And those are the biggest two. I don't think there's any doubt about that as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Another one really doesn't pop to mind too quickly anyway. 319-366-1600. Keep the text coming. And we're going to go to the phone. We're going to go to Norway, speaking of baseball, and bring in Mike, who wants to talk about rivalries. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
Good. Hey, I was on one of the Norway baseball teams in the mid-'80s, and I'd say one of our biggest rivalries was a gentleman that's on your program every once in a while, Mr. Cal Eldred.
With Urbana.
Urbana, Norway. High baseball.
There was some great baseball, and we probably played and I probably played against you at Kennedy, Mike, out there.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was a lot of fun.
Norway didn't shy away from the big schools at all.
No.
We'd go anywhere. I remember driving down the Davenport Assumption on a non-air-conditioned bus ride and going down and just, 10 running and 5-8.
Well, they had that old Benton County League of high schools. Boy, there was some baseball played in the day back there. Man, heard some great stories about it. Hey, Mike, appreciate that. Thanks for helping us out with that.
You bet. Take care.
Mike from Norway checking in as far as rivalries are concerned. We'll ask Cal about Norway Urbana when we talk with him next week. And we'll talk with Cal next Thursday. We're going to talk with Cal.
High school ranks, anytime Jeff and Wash get together, that's been a longstanding rivalry in most sports. But I think you have a lot of good ones out in the area as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. You take a look at, I know out in Northwest Iowa, Spencer and Emmitsburg have been playing football for, I think, over 100 years. That's one of the top rivalries.
City High and West play for the boot.
They play for the
football.
Boot. That's a big one. They don't meet every year, but something special in Bettendorf and City High play. They're going to play this year, and I know we're going to have that game when it comes up there in the same district as far as this year is concerned. Anytime you get an inner-city game, Dowling Valley, I know people will talk about that. Waterloo East, Waterloo West, in the day when they were both going great guns as far as football is concerned, that was a tremendous rival.
Mount Vernon Solon.
Oh, Mount Vernon Solon, the Highway 1.
Yeah. Lisbon, Mount Vernon, and wrestling.
Yeah, darn right. Jeff Prairie and wrestling.
Jeff Prairie and wrestling.
There have been a few controversies over the years, I've been told, with Jeff Prairie as far as wrestling is concerned. 319-366-1600, your top rivalries out there. College, pro, high school, whatever the case may be.
0723, Chelsea versus Arsenal.
I'll go with it.
I have to trust you on that, 0723.
Not Man U. That's all I know. I know Chelsea and Arsenal.
What's the best rivalry in professional football?
Well, I'm biased. I'd say Raiders-Chiefs, but I know people
aren't
gonna
say
that.
You know, you got the Bears-Packers.
I think Bears-Packers. I mean, I obviously know. Bears-Packers is the number one rivalry.
Is it? Okay.
But I think Chief Raiders can be number two. I mean, that's, I think, by far the best old AFL rivalry is Chiefs Raiders. I mean, that's still huge to this day. There's a lot of bad blood still between the Chiefs and the Raiders. Not between myself and all my Raiders.
Where does that
friends.
Come from? They're half a country apart. I mean, I go back to when Ben Davidson was ripping helmets off people.
Len Dawson
and whatnot. It was and still is a terrific rivalry, but what's next? Pittsburgh? What's your rival? Baltimore now?
I would say Pittsburgh-Baltimore is probably one of the biggest ones. Back in the day, Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, Pittsburgh and or Cleveland, I think those are right up there as well, but the Browns haven't been really significant as of late. It's been more the Bengals and then maybe even more the Baltimore Ravens when they've been together. Cowboys Redskins. I think that's a rivalry.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the best one. That probably kept Dallas in the NFC East. In fact, I know it did. Was that particular rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the St. Louis Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys back in the day mm-hmm. that kept the Cowboys when they went through a little bit of misalignment, if you will. I think the most rivalries are in college football, old and present. It's interesting. And what do you think? 319-366-1600. Go ahead and let us know. Give us a call. Your top rivalries out there. Let us know as far as the text line is concerned as well. I watched again last night the 30 for 30 on the Big East, which was about the demise of the old Big East as far as basketball, when he had all those great rivalries, the Catholic schools in the Northeast getting together. They didn't have football. Football came in, dismantled it, and destroyed it. That was the main theme of that. But all those great basketball rivalries, and those were just knockdown, drag-out games. Syracuse, Georgetown, back in the day, where you'd have, if you didn't have a fight between the coaches or the players, it wasn't a night in the Big East
mm-hmm.
Back then. But just thinking college, I thought of this. What's the biggest college rivalry? Is it Army-Navy or Alabama-Auburn?
We've got a couple on the text line. 8065 says Army-Navy. 2172 and 0940 both say Michigan-Ohio State.
That's right up there. That's right up there. More nationally, do you think Michigan-Ohio State or Alabama-Auburn plays more?
Boy. I'd still have to say Ohio State-Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, UCLA, USC are big rivals. Notre Dame has its rivals. Army, Navy, whether those teams are 0 and whatever going into the game, it's always must watch.
Yeah.
And because of the pageantry and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people say that's got to be on your sports bucket list. Our friend in the sports office, Todd, says Beckman Cascade Baseball.
Well, there is a text here, and that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a good one. Let's see, 7854 says Maquoketa versus DeWitt in anything.
Really?
I wonder if Todd agrees with that.
Well, I'm sure he will let us know. Central DeWitt Sabres, by the way.
8721, Marion West Delaware in football. They're both in the same district this year.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They will be playing the next couple of years.
Nick, 3206, tongue firmly planted in cheek. Iowa, Purdue, they're natural rivals, you know.
Yes, back to the old Legends and Leaders day. Let's go to the phone and go to Marion and bring in Brad on this Friday. Brad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, I want to go D3. How about Wartburg and Luther?
Oh, yes. No love lost between the Knights and the Norse. And you can throw Cole Cornell in there.
John from Tiffin just suggested Cohen Cornell.
Cohen
yeah.
Cornell. Are you a grad of one of those two schools, Brad?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. The northern one or the southern one?
The southern one.
The southern one. Okay, so you've been to Joe's Nighthawk a few times then, right?
A few.
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks a lot.
319-366-1600, a local watering hole in Waverly, Iowa. Scott from Marion up next on the Friday edition of the program. Hi, Scott.
Hey, I have to agree with you, Nash, on the Raiders and the Chiefs in the NFL, and primarily because of one incident in the all-pro game when Neil Smith for the Chiefs and I think it was Kevin Grogan, an offensive lineman for the Raiders, got tossed for fighting in the all-pro game.
Yeah, that is normal behavior between Chiefs and Raiders.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Kyle and others, 93-14, says Cardinals-Cubs, hands down, certainly in baseball. Then we go to 23-44, Notre Dame, USC.
I got that written
in
down.
In football. 81-36, Xavier Kennedy. It's the Battle of 42nd Street.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and both schools have done a good job to try to make it a friendly rivalry, though. And I think it is, when it first got started, it was a little tenuous, but mm-hmm. it's become a pretty a pretty good rivalry right now.
Who's Cactus Jack and Big Van Vader?
Those are wrestlers.
Okay.
Those are wrestlers.
Okay.
I know enough about wrestling that I've heard those names. 81-45,
that's his or her vote.
Oh, we get into wrestling, man. You can go forever on that. 319-366-1600. And let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Greg from Cedar Rapids with his thoughts about a rivalry on this Friday. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Awesome. I'm actually from Monticello, and I just got in my car, but Monticello, Anamosa, the hatred is real. They play for the cowbell in football. Every other sport, the hatred is there, especially in high school.
The cowbell.
Local one.
Very good one.
Nationally, as a Michigan fan, I'd say Michigan-Ohio State, probably the best rivalry in sports. But, yeah, I just wanted to check in and say that to you guys. So.
Appreciate that, Greg. Thanks for tuning in.
No problem. See you guys.
Greg saying Anamosa Monticello.
70-11, Minnesota, North Dakota, and NCAA men's hockey.
There you go. Absolutely. Another big one right there.
61-53 agrees. Spencer Emmitsburg, anything, has always been a huge rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, obviously not from the northwest part of the state, but been there a few times, and that's huge.
0636, Central DeWitt and Comanche. Ask Brommelkamp about the 1997 Sabres-Indians overtime football game. Indians won. His friend Liam thinks there was a controversial ending.
We may have to bring in Todd. We
might have to bring in Todd to confirm that. I'm not sure.
The third Sabre reference of the hour here, as far as rivalries are concerned, at 3:15. We still have time to go here as of yet. Let's get a quick break in. And we'll come back, talk more about rivalries. I want to let everybody know Lunchbox Heroes will be back next Wednesday. Todd and Tyler are going to be at the Mercy Care Prairie Creek in Southwest Cedar Rapids over by the hotel at Kirkwood. And they will be saying a big thank you to all the workers over there at the work site. It's brought to you by Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, MediaCom, McGrath Power Sports, Chick-fil-A, Lindale and Coralville, Dr. Pepper, Acme Tools, Keeks Career Apparel, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, and Air Gas. Back with more after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
This is an important message for used car shoppers from the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. No matter what you want, selection, a value price, great service, on-site financing. Through Monday night at the Coralville Used Car Superstore, the unbeatable sale event delivers. Shop nearly 2,000 vehicles, luxury cars to budget buys, prices under $5,000, payments from $109 a month. Unbeatable. Now through Monday night, every credit application accepted at the Coralville Used Car Superstore. Because nobody works harder to get your credit approved. Unbeatable. Shop certified vehicles, safety inspected and reconditioned. Get a free vehicle history report before you buy. A 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty and a 3-day like it or exchange it policy. The Unbeatable Sales Event through Monday night. The Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets on the Coralville Strip. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Americans love to celebrate this time of year with family, friends, food, and fireworks, but all too often the festivities turn tragic on the nation's roads. This year, we hope you enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Be responsible and make a commitment to driving sober. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, The Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
3:53, having fun on this Friday here as we get ready to head into the weekend with our topic, talking about the best rivalries in all of sports, locally, professionally, collegiate, whatever the case may be. 319-366-1600, they can be one-on-one, individual, mano-a-mano. Whatever the case may be, team rivalries, whatever.
Got a little of both here on the text line, 319-366-1600. 6993 says the Iron Bowl.
Alabama, Auburn, yes.
41-84, Iowa, Penn State in wrestling.
Yeah, and it's a pity they don't meet every year, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Didn't wrestle one another last year.
Couple individual rivalries from 23-44, Nicholas and Palmer.
Oh.
Definitely. And Ali Frazier.
Ali Frazier, mm-hmm. yeah. Gonna go Ali Frazier and go Ali Foreman back in the day. Frazier, Foreman. I mean, those were the big three out there as far as heavyweight boxing was concerned. Back when heavyweight boxing was in the heyday, that was worldwide big stuff back then. Any that you wrote down that we haven't touched upon yet?
You know, it's curious to me. Nobody's mentioned Iowa State.
Does it play nationally, though?
I don't think it does at all. No.
No. Somewhat. The week of, I think it gets a little bit of publicity. But as far as football rivalries are concerned, it's probably not one of the top 10.
I think as far as Iowa fans go in football, Iowa, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, are maybe on the same footing as Iowa State. I could be wrong. I don't know. But there's some pretty good rivalries for Iowa football fans.
You included Nebraska in there. Is it a rivalry already?
I think it's getting close.
Iowa-Nebraska rivalry already.
70-91, and I forgot this one, Texas-Oklahoma.
Oh, the Red River Shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I also included North Carolina Duke in basketball.
Certainly.
As well. One of the big time. And you can throw Lakers-Celtics in there from the day. Even now when they meet, it's still noteworthy when the Lakers and the Celtics get together.
81-36 agrees with you, Duke and North Carolina. Another vote for Spencer in Emmitsburg.
Any bowling rivalries out there yet?
No Ray Bluth and Dick Weber references yet, no.
Earl Anthony, Dick Weber.
46-23, Alford versus the Iowa fan base.
That's a walk-off.
Jordan likes Florida, Florida State. Michael, it likes Oklahoma, Nebraska.
I wrote Oklahoma, Nebraska down, and I should have mentioned that. Please bring that back. It's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's only going to happen in a one-off or a two-year deal. Same thing with the backyard brawl, Pitt, West Virginia. There is talk that they're going to try to revive that. Pitt, Penn State are playing this year. That's another great rivalry. They need to play. But when you have a conference schedule that's got 8 or 9 games, mm-hmm. and then you throw another game in the non-conference, it's good. You don't want 11 games that are going to be real poppers there.
47-02 likes the Wallert-Hempstead rivalry. Now, back in the day, it was Wallert-Regis.
Yeah.
Those were two huge rivals.
Absolutely. Absolutely, back then. Yeah, a lot of good thoughts.
22-58 reminds everybody Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals in the Evergreen League.
Which one of the Pin Pals put that one out there?
Know.
You know, they're doing that because they have the jacket right now.
Yeah, they can puff their chest out a little
Send
bit.
Send us a picture of the jacket. We want to know that it's under good care right now, guys, if you would. Send us a picture.
0723 in NASCAR, Stewart and Gordon.
Yeah. They were rivals.
I think there were more rivals back in the day.
Not lately.
Wasn't there?
Yeah.
Well, Allison and Yarborough and all those guys.
Back when they used to throw down in NASCAR.
Yeah.
when things didn't go real well at times. Good stuff there. Good topic. And we appreciate everybody stepping up to the plate and helping us out with that. We will be back with you on Wednesday of next week. We will have supersized editions of the APC 3-7 from Big Ten Media Day coming up next Monday. It's brought to you by the Coach's Corner and Carl Nernies in Iowa City. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then.
You too as well.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
You know, when it comes to baseball, staying alert on the base paths can help turn a hit into a winning run.
And when it comes to business travel, a Ready For You alert from La Quinta Inns and Suites can help you score a win on the road.
Just choose your time of arrival when you book at LQ.com.
Then get a Ready For You alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners...